can I even?
Hello.
Yeah, hello, hi. Good evening, sir. This is Walter speaking. I'm calling from the Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. And I'm not telling anything. I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak to Lance?
This is Lance. I am a bricklayer. What can I help you with?
Would you mind sharing a few minutes to help us out?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Ever since I was 21 years old. I'm 61 right now.
So we may say it's around 40 years?
Yep.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is that which is
bricklayer?
Bricklayer. Okay.
Yep.
And on the last job that you worked on, were you, which is a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, improver?
I was just a bricklayer. I've always been just a bricklayer.
Okay. One second. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
No? Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work, on the past 12 months?
I was never unemployed when I was working. I always found a job. No problem with the hall.
And yes or no, are you, have you found it necessary to work any non-union contractors over the past year?
Oh, I've never been scabbed, no. I've always been a union bricklayer.
Okay, and yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Oh, I haven't. I've been a legal bricklayer ever since I was 21 years old. Okay, I'm a retired police officer. I stopped doing the brick trade when I was 35. I blew out my back, so I had to find another career, and I became a police officer. But I always paid my dues. I still pay my dues.
Okay, so that's a no.
As far as what?
About...
Oh, I've never thought about dropping my card. No, no.
All right. Okay, thank you. And I'm thinking about what you see in your local community. Do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this last year?
There's more construction projects, but these goddamn kids, they don't want to work. There's no more ethics and morals when it comes to this job. All they want to do is play. That's why our trade is starting to die.
And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Oh, there's always union jobs, and there's always going to be union jobs and non-union jobs. It's just the way it is, whatever your fancy is. My fancy has always been to be a union. So.
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Oh, there's a lot of union workers. Yeah, they can all do the job, but like I said, these young kids don't want to do it. That's why our trade's dying.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployed than now, about the same or less unemployed than now?
Well, the weather's getting colder, so the brick trade is seasonal. So when the weather's cold, if it's more than 34 degrees out or less than 34 degrees, they can't work in the cold. And if it's raining, they can't work or in the snow. This is just the bad time of the year right now.
Now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
With my what?
Looking at
with
your
my
family's
situation.
Yes.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great from here on out. So I have no problems with my family situation, my finances, none.
Now, switching gears a bit, I'm thinking about your work on the job side. Which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? And I will start with dust, air quality, COVID-19,
Okay, okay, okay. Hang on. I just told you when I was 35 years old, I blew my back out. I became a police officer, okay? I don't work construction job no more. I work as a police officer, okay? But I still pay my bricklayer's dues. Go ahead.
No worries. You're okay. Take care. Be safe. Have a good one, okay?
Bye. Bye.